This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, one of the most annoying things somebody could tell you this weekend is April Fools. Oh, I hate April Fools. You know, I've already gotten 3 or 4 emails from people at work, you know, and I don't know if there's a crisis or not. And my guess is somebody is going to say, April Fools. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is such a stupid holiday. And it's let's just really quickly look at the origins because, you know, to understand why we have it. Apparently, this dates back to the 1700s, where English pranksters, according to History.com, began popularizing the annual tradition today of April Fool's Day. It used to be, though, be called All Fool's Day. And it was celebrated for several centuries by different cultures. Its exact origins remain a mystery. But some historians speculate that April Fool's Day dates back to the 1500s when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar as called for by the Council of Trent back in 1563. People who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that the start of the new year had moved to January 1 and continued to celebrate it the last week of March through April 1st, became the butt of jokes and hoaxes. So that would have been me. I would have missed the memo. I just, you know, missed the memo. So I would be like, okay, wait a second here. All right, it's, you know, coming up on April 1, it's, you know, New Year's or whatever. And so I was like, nah, it was moved to January. I'm like, January, but it's cold outside. You're lying. That's stupid. So I would have thought they were whatever. So anyway, some of the hoaxes and being the butt of the jokes included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as Poisson d'Avril or d'Avril or April Fish, and said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. Now, they say historians have also linked April Fool's Day to ancient festivals such as Hilaria, which was celebrated in Rome at the end of March, and it involved people dressing up in disguises. There's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, when Mother Nature would fool people with changing, unpredictable weather, which is kind of what we're seeing now. I mean, we're seeing some real strange weather, aren't we? I mean, some people have snow and sleet and cold, and, you know, some of us are, you know, in our, you know, tank tops, etc. I mean, where I live, we had some weird cold dust storm with rain and hail. I don't know what the heck was going on, but it was just hot the weekend before. So maybe that's, you know, there is something that has to do with the weather, and we get weird weather in the spring. I get that. They say April Fool's Day spread throughout Britain first during the 18th century. Then in Scotland, the tradition became a two-day event, starting with the hunting the gowk, I guess, where people were sent on phony errands. Gowk is a word for cuckoo bird or cuckoo bird, which is a symbol for fool. And that was followed by Tally Day, which involved pranks played on people's butts, like pinning fake tails or kick me signs on them. Yeah, I did that all through school. In modern times, people have gone to great lengths to create elaborate April Fool's Day hoaxes. Newspaper, radios, TV stations, websites have participated in the April 1 tradition of reporting outrageous fictional claims that have fooled their audience, hence fake news. In 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. Numerous viewers were fooled. In 1985, I guess Sports Illustrated tricked many of its readers when it ran a made-up article about a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch who could throw a fastball over 168 miles an hour. People believed it. In 1996, Taco Bell duped people when it announced It had agreed to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and intended it to rename it Taco Liberty Bell. I'm going to be in Philadelphia in a couple weeks. I cannot wait to see the Liberty Bell. I would have so believed that. That was in 1996. I think I remember them saying that. That's pretty funny. In 1998, the Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper. And a bunch of customers requested the left-handed Whopper. I got to tell you, some of these are brilliant ideas, marketing ideas. I mean, why not? You know how many people have, you know? Yeah. Let's see what else. I guess in 1878, according to WRAL.com, Thomas Edison was, I guess, in on the festivities. He was a genius. And when the New York Graphic published a piece claiming that Edison had solved the problem of world hunger in his latest invention, it was a machine that could manufacture cookies, meat, vegetables, wine, biscuits, that kind of thing, out of nothing more than air, water, and dirt. People believed it. Other newspapers jumped on the story. The news went all over the place. Edison was like, oh, what a hero. And then finally the prank was revealed when the New York Graphic republished one particularly verbose article, according to hoaxes.org, saying they bite. And I guess that was supposed to be kind of like a April Fool's prank. In Wichita, back in 1906, thousands of residents of Wichita, Kansas, gathered on the banks of the Arkansas River on the morning of April 1. As two freak natural occurrences were set to collide in what was supposed to be a once-in-a-lifetime event. Unfortunately, nobody, you know, I guess checked the calendar to see what day it was. And so this joke originated with the front page of the Wichita Daily Eagle, which reported that a giant 12-foot-high wave caused by heavy snow in the mountains was traveling down the river from the north. At exactly the same time, warm waters in the south had caused hundreds of thousands of frog eggs to hatch, and frogs were now migrating north up the river in such numbers that they completely covered, I guess, a riverbed for 11 miles. And these two forces of the frogs from the south and the wave from the north were supposed to hit Wichita at approximately 10 a.m. So you had a whole bunch of people showing up in droves waiting for 3 hours until they realized it was all a prank. Now, you see, this is what a company should have done. This would be good marketing. What a company should have done who wanted to promote their product and give out their product for free is you get a whole bunch of people wanting to be there for that hoax. All right, maybe, I don't know, if it's a yummy bottle water or it's a gift hat or whatever. All right, you know, or, you know, I was there, you know, and I'm doing this April Fool's Day selfie or something. Come up with some marketing plan where when you do have all those people there, you know, you can, you know, you can sell or promote your product. I wonder if anybody took advantage of that. 1-877-DOCBELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So rates of women seeking double mastectomies for breast cancer seem to be going up. According to CNN, there are staggering rises in certain states. In other states, not so much. But why are so, you know, why such a rise? Now, I many people think, well, it could be the Angelina Jolie, you know, effect. Angelina Jolie did not want to get breast cancer, so she had them removed. She was diagnosed with BRCA1 gene mutation, cancer gene, which causes a mutation that could cause breast cancer, so she had a double mastectomy. I believe she had certain sort of implants put in. For those of us that have natural boobs, we know that implants look better And so I think some of us thought, you want to know what? I am really sick of the droopiness. I am sick of the side boob. Why can't I just, you know, get it done and then I don't have to worry about cancer? So I know a lot of women have spoken in multiple circles saying, look, I really don't want my breasts either. I don't want to think I'm going to get breast cancer. They're not the way they used to be. And this is a conversation we have to have, you know, no joking aside. Okay, our breasts, if we could just talk about breasts for a second, okay, or boobies, whatever you want to call them, right? For a girl, they've always been a pain. All right. I mean, I know nowadays, you know, being able to wear dresses and making the dress look sexy, that's a whole other thing. But for 99% of our lives as a girl, and if I could speak, you know, for some of us women, I can't speak for all of us women, but if I could speak for some of us. All right. I never particularly liked having boobs. They were in the way when I wanted to play football or when I wanted to run. Right? And, you know, guys kept squeezing them and making the honking sound or kept trying to fall onto my desk to touch them. And I'm like, come on. You know, and I'm like, you know, is there anything else about me that you like? And it was very frustrating. You know, before you gain boobies, right? You know, in puberty, they hurt. I remember as a little girl coming to my mom going, I think I have cancer. And I was crying. And she's like, why? I go, these hurt. My boobies hurt a lot. And she goes, you could see the relief on her face going, thank God, you know, because see, I always wanted to be a doctor. So, you know, my self-diagnosing, I remember when I had a bilateral conjunctival hemorrhage where the whites of my eyes were blood red. And you could see the blood, you know, continue to seep down. And my mom was freaked out like I was bleeding internally. And she called the doctor and the doctor said, look, it's just a conjunctival hemorrhage. You know, I don't know why both of them that happened. I think I was yelling at my brother and he hit me or something, but both eyes looked like they were bleeding. It was crazy stuff. But anyway, I was embarrassed to go to school. It was crazy. But anyway, so, you know, here I am, a little kid going, you know, mom, my boobs hurt. So they were painful. Then somebody would bang into you in the hallway in fourth or fifth grade. They would hurt. Okay, now you get them and you have to wear bras and the bras are uncomfortable. Then you're trying to wear certain tops and certain shirts and they don't look good. You have your mom yelling at you to button it up. Then you try to wear turtlenecks in the 80s. And turtlenecks in the 80s were not really the coolest, you know? And I thought it made you look weird. You had this big thing around your neck and then you had your boobs jetting out and then you had a smaller waist. Those were the days when I had a small waist. And then I had a long skirt. And I'm like, well, nobody's going to want to marry me. No one's going to ask me to the dance looking like this. My mom was like, good. You know, we had, unfortunately, people in my family who were raped. And so, you know, my mom never wanted me to target. So I was basically dressed from head to toe all the time. And so, okay, then you know, now you start to date. And you're like, well, wait a second. Okay, you know, the boobies seem to attract people. All right? Looks like the guys like them. I could maybe finally get a date. I could maybe finally get married. And thank God my husband was a boob man. He was very, very into boobies. He was so into boobies that he wouldn't watch the movies we went to. He would just watch the boobies. It's a toy. It's a toy. So guys now have toys. And you learn to realize going, so that's why I have them. All right. So good. Maybe I'll enhance them a little bit. Maybe I'll wear a cuter looking bra. Maybe I'll, all right. So, let's say that lasts from when you're 23 to 26, all right? So now you get married, right? And, you know, okay, leave them alone. Leave them alone. I'm trying to watch, you know, Survivor, or I'm trying to watch a show. Leave me alone. All right? And they don't. Again, they're still there. Apparently your, you know, husband will pretend like he fell. And when you're helping him up, the only thing he could grab, right, as he's trying to lift himself off from the ground because he's in such danger of a carpet mite biting him, is to grab your boobs so he can lift himself up. So there were all sorts of things. He needed to rest a hammer somewhere. There was no, counter nearby, so he stuck it on my chest. All right, so you start to realize that they're really in the way, okay? They're a distraction, and they're being used improperly. But then you give birth. You have a little baby, and that baby's hungry. And you're like, okay, well, have daddy feed you. I want to go to sleep. No. The baby wants to eat. So they latch on. And that hurts. And that's uncomfortable for some of us women. I didn't understand that. He wouldn't, when it didn't hurt, he wasn't getting milk. When it did hurt, he did. And, you know, no latching specialist could fix that. So now I'm like, all right, well, I got to feed him. But, you know, as soon as he's done with this, didn't really make enough milk. But anyway, after the whole breastfeeding thing's done, now your boobs really look different. They went from looking like real perky grapefruit to squashed, thrown out of the car, you know, cantaloupes. And it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun at all. And so I ended up, you know, not really liking, you know, having to put my pants around them, right, because they were drooping. And so I got a lift. It was ridiculous that they just changed that I got a lift. So I didn't get implants or anything, but I got a lift. And I think, I don't know if I was, that was right before I started radio. And so at least I got them above the waist. So that was really, really exciting for me, all right? Did I still use them as a sex object? No. Now, here I am going, okay, so they may look good, but am I going to get cancer? So every single day I panic that I'm going to get breast cancer. There's breast cancer in my family. I'm not BRCA gene positive, BRCA gene mutation positive, but there's always that worry. Just because you don't have BRCA gene positive mutation doesn't mean you're not going to get breast cancer. There's women in my family who had breast cancer. So now what do? So every day I am worried about having them. And so at this point, if, you know, I'm already married 20 years, okay, you know, I mean, my husband, you know, I made him build a tool rack, you know, in the garage so he could put his tools on that instead of my boobs. And, you know, oh, I dropped a nail, or do you have a washer in there? I'm like, are you kidding me? This is so stupid. Anyway, so, you know, why do I have them? If, I mean, it's not like it's making me look better in dresses. I don't feel like I look sexy. I don't need to look sexy anymore. I'm married. You know, I don't need the boobs. So yeah, people are thinking about it. Now, you're not supposed to get it done if there's no fear of anything being done, you know, anything happening to you. So we don't recommend prophylactic mastectomies. But a lot of people decide that, you know what, why? They say a healthy 55-year-old woman has about a 2.5% chance of developing invasive cancer in a given breast over the next 15 years, whereas a 55-year-old breast cancer survivor has a 10 to 15% chance. This is according to the Journal of Natural Cancer Institute. And 12.4% of women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer at some point during their lifetime. So about 1 in 8 of us, right, will get breast cancer. So if you have, you know, 10 girlfriends, one of you guys is going to get breast cancer. That's just the way the odds are. Maybe even more. They say a new study looked at 1.2 million women 20 years on up in the United States who were diagnosed with early stage invasive unilateral breast cancer between 2004 and 2012. And the data came from the North American Association of Central Cancer Registries. The researchers took a close look at which patients in the data underwent a lumpectomy, a unilateral mastectomy, in which only the breast with cancer is removed, or a contralateral prophylactic mastectomy. They say a limitation, however, was that the researchers were unable to determine which patients could have been at higher risk for second cancer because of family history, genetic risk, etc. And so, you know, with this, in the women in the study, 58.4% had a lumpectomy, 38.9% had only the breast with the cancer removed, just the one breast, and 8.7% had both breasts removed. Now, what's it like to only have one breast removed? And, you know, why would somebody choose that? Well, a lot of people do not want their body parts taken off. They don't. You know, we talk about transgender surgery and how many people have regrets. There's two ways you could have the regret. Well, there's multiple ways that could cause regret, but one is you lost a body part. And when you lose that body part and your brain has been managing and your body has been functioning with that body part always in play and that body part is gone, you feel different. Or having a body part added on. So some women are just not ready to have normal body parts being taken off. Then you have other women that go, yeah, just take them both off because to have one implant and one and have them both not look even, I would rather have them both look even. So there's a lot of pros and cons to this, but one thing that I think may be happening is more people are having mastectomies that don't have to. You do not have to. But maybe that's not what the driving force is. Women are like, look, I don't like them anyway, so why keep them? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. All right, so depression is the number one cause of illness and disability worldwide. This is not good. All right, we keep talking about back pain and diabetes and obesity and, you know, heart issues, and I think you guys know what to do. I think you guys are on top of it. You're getting your cholesterol checked, you're getting your diabetes checked, you're getting your blood pressure down, so you guys are doing what you're supposed to. But what are we doing with something that I think happens to most people at some point in their life, and it looks like a big chunk of our population currently, and that's depression. They say there's an 18% spike from 2005 to 2015, putting the most recent estimate to more than 300 million people. And if you're depressed, Are you really going to give a hoot and doot about your diet or about going to the doctor for your blood pressure or, you know, taking your medications regularly? No. So the World Health Organization's Depression Let's Talk campaign focuses on April 7th, World Health Day, urges sufferers to both seek and get help for depression, especially given the stigma and discrimination associated with it. Typical treatment can include talk therapy or medication, and I'll talk to you guys about what we do for depression. They say the current state is that depression is neither being identified nor treated adequately anywhere in the world. According to Dr. Shekhar Saxena, the Geneva-based director of the World Health Organization Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. In this respect, he says all countries are developing countries in this respect. Even in higher income nations that boast advanced healthcare systems, nearly half of people suffering from depression aren't properly identified or treated. All right, so cost a lot of money. About $1 trillion is associated with lost productivity, people being unable to work, healthcare expenses. It's also the most permanent possible consequence, obviously suicide, which claims 800,000 lives every year caused by depression. So in the United States alone, about 16.1 million people, 18 and up, or roughly 6.7% of adults, had at least one major depressive episode in the past year in 2015, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. So what's going on? Okay, well, first, okay, let's just talk about the blatant depression where you could, you know, identify it a mile away. You know, somebody's really sad, somebody doesn't like life. Somebody, you know, says, I'm just sad. They broke up with me. I just want to sit in a room and eat ice cream. Or they're dead. You know, I lost my loved one. You know, and these things happen. And we call them reactive depression, but they happen. People get depressed, and that's it's a mechanism. When your body gets sad and your body starts to, you know, isolate itself, that is your grief reaction, and you need to roll with it. You need to embrace that because you need to heal. If you talk to anybody that has ever lost a child or a very close family member, all right, one of the worst things you could do that those first couple days is try to make them forget. You know, try to get their mind off of it. No, let them grieve. Let them, you know, be depressed. Watch them. Stay with them. Heart attacks could happen. Strokes could happen. Suicide could happen. But let them get through that depression. See, I never had time to grieve when my dad died. You know, I still worked. I was busy working. I had to ship the body to where I live in Nevada so we could hold the funeral because nobody wanted to pay for a funeral. I had to make funeral arrangements. I had to find money because we didn't have enough money since we had just buried my grandmother. And so I was so busy that I never really grieved when my dad died. And so then months later, it hit me, and that was really, really hard that month that, you know, when it hit me. And, you know, that's why you have to grieve, you know, properly. Now, by hitting me hard, you know, I cried uncontrollably for about an hour, and then I went back to work. I mean, I'm a workaholic. That's just me. For me, work is therapeutic. But for other people, they may not be able to bounce back as well. So, you know, people will have a miscarriage, and they'll lose the baby. And one thing that friends will say is, okay, get on the horse and have another one. No, not the first 48, 72 hours, first week or two. Don't say those things. You know, say, talk to me. Talk to me about, you know, talk to me. Let's just go through it. You know, what would you have named the baby? Did you have a name? How did you envision him? What are you seeing right now? You know, just talk to me, you know? Where do you think he is right now? Do you think he's in heaven? Do you think there is, you know, just talk them through it. If they're sad, you're not going to make them feel better. They're going to still cry, but help them talk through it. And if you aren't equipped, get them a therapist. Get them a grief counselor. All right. Losing a job, losing a boyfriend, losing a girlfriend. Those are pretty serious things. They're you know, high up there as well. So, you know, with that, it's just the trials and tribulations. And the thing is if you don't get depressed or upset about something, then you don't appreciate the good stuff. You know, breakups happen for a reason. So then when you do get to be with somebody that you deserve to be with and they deserve you and you guys are in love, you really appreciate it all the more. You know, and maybe these bad breakups scare you you know, maybe these bad breakups scare the hell out of you such that you're not going to very easily and very quickly go through another breakup. You know, anybody that's been through a real long divorce, they sure as hell don't want to go through another one. So then maybe they're going to make it work, or to protect themselves, maybe they won't get married. Now, what about the rest of us that claim we've never had depression, we've never been depressed? Can a bunch of us have quote-unquote depression? Absolutely. Maybe you eat when you get sad, so you'll eat more sugar. Maybe you'll drink alcohol. Maybe you'll have more sex. Maybe you'll go and watch some porn. Maybe you'll, everybody when they start to feel in a funk, maybe they'll go exercise. Maybe they'll go work out. Maybe they'll, try to get their mind off of it. You know, if you have a real big problem, unfortunately, some of you will take it out on other family members. You'll yell, you'll scream, you'll hit. And, you're depressed, but what you're doing is you're taking it out on other people. Now, how I identify depression after all of that is I take a look at you and your work absences. If you call out of work because you don't feel like going to work, you could be depressed. Well, work depresses me. Well, then, yeah, you could still be depressed. You have a crappy job. You hate your boss. You hate your coworkers. Yeah, that could cause depression. That counts. And so a problem we have is a lot of people that aren't treating their depression, they won't show up to work. Or they'll call out. So we don't think of it as depression. They said, oh, I had diarrhea. All right, so they have diarrhea. Or, oh, they have a migraine. Or, oh, they have menstrual cramps. Or they have a flat tire. But, you know, as the doctor, I'm like, did you really have diarrhea or did you just really hate the idea of going into work that day? I hated the idea of going into work that day. And, you know, you spend more of your time at work than you do at home. So if you hate work, no wonder you're depressed. Now, therapy helps. Having other people in the same boat really help. Medications help. Maybe you're not depressed because you are psychologically depressed. Maybe it's a chemical imbalance. Or maybe you have low serotonin. If you have low serotonin, things just aren't funny. You just seem to be really on an edge. You know, people get under your skin. And when that happens, you know, you try to correct the serotonin level, you feel better. Now, we can't do a blood test for serotonin like we could do thyroid. By the way, low thyroid can make you depressed as well. Low blood sugar can make you depressed or anxious. But when it comes to, serotonin, we can't do a blood test. All we could tell is we could try something that helps you raise your serotonin levels or maintain them. And if that gets rid of your issues or gets rid of a lot of the issues, then it was a serotonin deficiency. You know, we're all going to get depressed about losing a job or losing, you know, somebody, etc. And these serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, they're not supposed to drug you where you could be happy during all that. But if it makes it more manageable, if it makes life's issues more manageable because you've been working at a deficit, then you need to replace that deficit. If you're vitamin B12 deficient, you need to replace that. If you're iron deficient, you need to replace that. That'll also make you moody. So if you think you're in that boat where you just don't want to do things with your spouse or, you know, at work, that could be a sign of depression. You need to get it checked out, or at least write me, drdahlia.com. Don't go away.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Frank calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Good morning, Fraulein Angeline, Mom.
Guten Tag and Gesundheit. What's up, my man?
Angeline, do you know what the Angeline Mom comes from?
Oh, Ang, I could bring on the bacon, that one?
Bacon, yes, when I, about a week or so ago when you were, trying to be a Wonder Woman mom, get your kids to eat organically unprocessed foods, and I'm thinking, where is this woman getting the time?
I know. Anjali. Oh, man. I could use some Anjali, too, because you really work up a sweat trying to get your kids to eat some vegetables. Lord have mercy. What you got for us today, Frank? What's up, my man?
Well, orthopedics, they did offer me some opiates or Percocets, and because of opiates...
Oh, hold on. Get everybody up to speed. Yeah, tell them what you were having done. See, they think you had a lobotomy. They don't understand that your brain is fine. Tell them what you had done.
I don't know. I had x-rays. I've got an MRI coming. My osteorheumatoid or whatever. My skeletal system's pretty screwed with a capital F. And,
it's multiple joints. So you have multiple joint pain, or do you have pain in the long bones?
Both.
Okay.
So Lafford, and I'm resisting. They told me, you know, keep fighting it, Frank. And they scale of 1 to 10. I said 7.5. They said we'll put you at a 7. So they told me they're going to refer me to a spinal specialist. And I said, okay, what's he going to do? And they said, are you adverse to injections? Well, I'm calling you, Dr. Dahlia. I didn't ask them because they kept looking at their watch for the next patient.
Well, so Frank, here's the problem. Frank, I love you, man, but you do ramble, all right? I mean, no offense. I love you, man, but you do ramble. So if you're sitting here trying to talk German to them, I'm surprised they didn't say, Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht. So my question to you is, I said, well, I go on, not that I'm adverse, and I didn't ask them all the questions that I'm going to ask you real quickly is, and they said the injections would be in the neck, and I immediately responded, what about the rest of my body? My ankles, my bottom of my feet, my knees, my shoulders, my lower back, my mid-back. This spinal doctor, what would these injections consist of, and how long would I be pain-free? When would I need my next hit, you know, to go pain-free?
Right. What did he say? Oh, he did it because he was looking at his watch. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. So if you're having, let's say, okay, so if you're having arm pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, going to the neck is kind of the, you know, mothership, you know, mission control for that. If you have pain in your little back, your buttocks, your hips, etc., then sometimes they'll do an injection in the back. So the reason why he's going for the neck or he's going for the back is, one, he's a spinal surgeon, that's what he does, and B, he's trying to see if there's more of a central process going on for your pain. Have you already had your rheumatoid blood work done and lupus blood work? Did you have all of that done yet?
Yeah, if you remember a couple of years ago, they finally gave me a test for ankylosing spondylitis, but there was three. My doctor only gave me the one, and I quit fighting him for it. I'm pretty sure I'm dealing with spinal stenosis, too. So, you know, and when I was with the orthopedics, the two I saw, they really stopped when I brought up the permanent numbness in fingertips, the scalp going numb, normal sleeping positions, my hands through my wrists falling asleep, but extreme to where it wakes you up and you have to straighten up, you know, change.
Yeah. So if you're actually having that falling asleep where it's, you know, it's painful and you're, you know, then they don't think it's vascular with your vessels, then we're looking at some nerve pinching. And sometimes these shots decrease the inflammation around the nerve. So, you know, of course, I don't have your MRIs in front of you, in front of me and stuff. So, you know, I can't, and again, I'm not a spinal surgeon. So I wouldn't be surprised if they would try the injections first before, you know, jumping to surgery, et cetera. So let us know how that goes. Uh-huh.
What are the injections going to consist of? What are they injecting me with?
Oh, good. Okay. So it may be Beetlejuice. No. Usually it would be a steroid and some sort of a cane medication. Marcaine. There would be some sort of an anesthetic as well as a steroid. And so they give a mixture.
How long? How long will the effects be relatively pain-free with these injections?
We can't say. Sometimes the injection could work for months. Sometimes the injection won't work at all.
Well,
you know, I had an injection in my knee. I haven't had one, needed another one for years. You know, so it all depends on if it's a source of inflammation that it could control, then as long as the medicine is there, it could control it. And then when the medicine wears off, it comes back. If it's a temporary inflammatory site, then it could control it. If it's a chronic issue where, like you said, a spinal stenosis, then it may not solve the problem. But then again, to get treatments every few months, that provide relief, it's better than you needing to take pills every day. Do you have to take oral painkillers?
I'm resisting, and I was hoping you'd give me a prescription for gummy bears from one of the dispensaries.
Oh, gummy bear marijuana. Is there really marijuana in gummy bears now? I mean, is that really a thing that you could get in Nevada?
It's not only a thing. It's so specialized. They have pot or marijuana as a painkiller. There's the record. They have a. It's a really wide open. And a couple.
Well, no, I know they use it for pain, but in terms of the products, you know, like somebody wants a Bubblicious gum. Is there marijuana gum? Is there? I don't know all the products out there. I haven't been to any of the stores.
It wouldn't shock me on the gum, but yes, there's marijuana chocolate bars, marijuana pudding. There's all kind of, you know, it was just brownies back in your grandparents' day. But anyway, I'm a big organist, and I would love to give that a try. I just know it's
I love that. I love that you're an organist. So, you know, for the cause, you want to try marijuana.
For a non sequitur, great cartoon, by the way, sad it's gone. What is going to be the big meal for the family this weekend that you're going to cook?
April Fools? I'll give them some breast milk. I'll tell them I'm lactating. That's all they get. I got to save money. Frank, I love you. I got to let you go, man, okay? All right, it's definitely not going to be organic gummy bears. All right, you have a good weekend. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of you guys have been panicking about, you know, what we're hearing going on in Ohio, tightening the rules for painkillers. Rather than people being able to get a 30-day supply, Ohio's trying to tighten the rules now, saying dentists, nurses, doctors can only prescribe a 7-day supply of painkillers for adults or 5 days for minors. And the change will be effective as soon as their state medical board of pharmacy, dental board of nursing approve it. Governor John Kasich announced the changes at a news conference Thursday as part of the Buckeye State approach to combat drug overdoses. Now, whether it's knee surgery or tooth extraction, it looks like this law will apply. I do not know how this is going to work for people in chronic pain. I don't know how it's going to work if you've had major cardiothoracic surgery. 7 days may not be enough for you or I that might have had some surgeries in our lifetime that weren't overly major. Yeah, 7 days was fine. I didn't even need that. But for those people that do have chronic pain or have, you know, deeper surgeries or issues with, you know, post-operatively, I don't know how that's going to work out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.